Right, let's see if we can go back to the Health and Allied Workers Indaba Trade Union. Now, they've been marching to the Gauteng Health Department offices today, also marching with the Independent Liberation and Allied Workers Union to the offices of the Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi. Rich Lina, he's the president of the Health and Allied Workers Indaba Trade Union. Rich, let's see if we got you on a better line. Hi.
Hey, hopefully we will be able to hear each other now. I'm just outside now.
Yeah, much better. Rich, just a question on what you guys are doing today. Does it come down to you not happy with the fact that some of the workers who were with us during COVID-19, their contracts come to an end on Friday? Is that what you're talking about when you talk about exploitation?
Our memorandum was talking about the COVID-19 contract workers, obviously, because we are saying that department has gross shortage of staff. It doesn't make sense. It will never make sense to anyone. Who knows what is actually happening within the department, the atrocities, the injustices, the substandard way of doing things and mediocrity. To say, how do you release all these COVID-19 contract workers while in the system we have gross shortage of staff with them in the system? So we were calling from Gauteng Department of Health to say, employ them permanently. That's the most important justice we could do to them. Employ them permanently. Now, besides that, we have nurses who are actually are working under agencies, which is like nursing agencies, which is a labor broker in a way. These labor brokers are exploiting them. That is what, and when I'm explaining it is to say, I'm a professional nurse completely. I'm earning 31,000 because I'm a professional nurse specialist. I'm earning 31,000. That is my basic salary as a professional nurse specialist. I'm earning 31,000. So a person who is under agency, even if that particular person is a professional nurse specialist like me, she or he is getting half the salary I'm getting. It's pure exploitation. We are working with them. It's so sad when we are working with them. Let's say, for example, I'm doing overtime. If I'm doing overtime from 7 to 7, I'm going to get like around 2,200 for that particular day. But my fellow nurse, who is like having the qualifications that I have, is getting half that amount. And we are saying, no, let's do away with these nursing agencies. Let's do away with these labor brokers, because they are exploiting our colleagues. That is why there's so much negativity in our system. We are working with people who are bleeding and angry, who are bruised, who are living from hand to mouth.
Rich, tell me,
themselves professionals.
What sort of feedback have you now received from the Premier's office and the Health Department? Because surely you've been speaking to the Gauteng Health Department. What exactly did they say to you?
What actually they are, we are always saying as Health and Allied Workers in the Veterans Union that there's no useless revolution. You don't have to make noise because someone is listening to you. You make noise until somebody listens. What we are actually now receiving, since we announced the fact that we are going to be marching there, and then when we are trying to engage them, they are always busy. The MEC, that are most arrogant MEC currently in the province, because that one is always busy. Instead of coming to say, let's sit down and talk, she will be telling you to say, I'll be available in May, on the 18th of May. We are crying now. We have a problem now. But what actually they have done completely is to say, they are now releasing contracts. They are actually saying, we are going to renew these contracts. They are no longer going to release them. Because we have received, like,
What happens now? What happens now if they don't meet your demands? If Friday does come and we see a situation where contracts are not renewed,
it's obviously because even though there's some form of traction, even we are not happy with what they are trying to do, because they are renewing these contracts with 12 months again. Of which they have shifted their goalposts to say, we are no longer going to release all of them, but we are going to give them another 12-month contract. So we were actually saying, if push comes to shove, we are in a situation where they are saying, we are not even going to renew them, those contracts. We are actually going to release them. We were in a situation where we say, we are going to do what we did in 2018. They did the same thing in 2018 when they wanted to release community professional nurses, and they didn't want to listen to us. Mm. The MCC was still Kwembra Mukupa. We went into 45 commissioners Street. We slept there.
Yeah.
That's the only time they were absorbed. All those community service professional nurses. This time around, we are actually going to do that. We are going to pay a guerrilla visit to MPs of the MEC and or Premier, okay. Because unfortunately, that's the only language they understand.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. What we will do is to try and get the health department onto the show to speak to us about this. President of the Health and Allied Workers Union in Durban Trade Union, Rich Sitlina, great to have you. Thank you for coming on to the show this afternoon. The question is, though, if you do look at the state of health in our country, if you go to Helen Joseph Hospital or some of the other hospitals as well, it's sometimes a very dismal story that does greet us. The question is there budget for that? Why is there no budget for this? And what's going to be happening next? So it's a story we will continue to keep our eyes on. It's just gone 3:30.